This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, Lydia from Milwaukee writes, and woo, she is upset. She says, no one gets polio or tetanus anymore. Tell me why I have to vaccinate my baby every 2 months for these eradicated diseases. So the vaccine debate is back. And the vaccine debate is back. Right? Very interestingly, because I believe Robert F. Kennedy Jr. may be heading a panel or heading a commission asked at the behest of Donald Trump to study the safety of vaccines. So, and Robert Kennedy Jr. has been a very vocal figure in, Fimerosal, the preservative that's used in many of these vaccines, and its link to possible autism. Now, even though that has been debunked, there's a debate, there's concerned parents, and I, as a doctor, you can't, no matter what vaccine safety there is, and I'm pro-vaccines. As you know, I'm an MD. I'm a board-certified family medicine doctor. I recommend vaccines. I encourage vaccines. I feel very safe with vaccines. I made sure my kids and all my patients were vaccinated who wanted it. However, if a parent does not want their healthy child to be at risk for something that still is not 1,000.00000% safe, we got to listen to that parent. Okay? This is the parent of a child. Now, Lydia, though, you are wrong. Okay, polio is not eradicated. Tetanus is not eradicated. Eradicated means no cases ever exist anymore. That's not the case with those. And we have to give vaccines credit for there not being rampant polio cases, paralyzing our children, or tetanus killing, our nation's citizens. I had a relative who died of tetanus, years ago. So, these still are serious diseases. It's just we don't see much or hear much about them because of the success of vaccines. So we have to give credit where credit is due. But what about this with Donald Trump possibly creating a commission and having Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Leading this commission to study vaccine safety? My panties aren't all up in a bunch about this, as I think other people are. And I think whether it's Robert Kennedy Jr. or anybody else, I love the idea of revisiting our science and listening to parents who say there was an issue, listening to parents' fears, and because we're talking about parents, we're talking about parents who give birth to who are blessed enough to give birth to a healthy child, and you're convincing them, which is really against our animalistic nature, to take somebody healthy and inject something into them. Everybody thinks that if a parent rejects vaccines, they're crazy. That's not your evolutionary or your instinctive trend or your instinct. Your instinct is to not mess with something. Let sleeping dogs lie. So the idea of vaccination was a fascinating one. I believe since the late 1600s, 1700s, we learned that inoculation, right, with a pathogen in a weakened form could prevent smallpox and could prevent diseases that can later, you know, kill. And building your body's immune system and resistance is fascinating. And yes, a lot of medicine is against our instinctive nature to do things, you know? All right, you know, you got a wound, all right, you have to go in and cut. Yeah, you know, to cut more, but we realize that that's how we fix. Sometimes a two steps forward, one step back approach is the best in medicine. So like I said, the majority of us doctors, medical professionals, parents, pro-vaccine. But what I don't like is all or nothing. I don't like this totalitarian, it's safe, you listen to us, you do what we say, and there it is. Because we're hearing, right, very sporadic, very rare reactions. Very rare, and we know nothing's 100% safe. So when you don't have anything that, if you don't have a way to convince a parent who's scared that something is 100% safe, we need a plan. We need an action plan. How are we going to keep that child from getting diseased? How are we going to make sure that child doesn't get a disease that infects other children who are not able to get vaccines? Because let's say they're on cancer fighting medications or immunosuppressants, etc. And, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, it takes a village. And so to not have a commission saying, look, vaccines are safe, all right, we've already debunked the myth that vaccines cause autism, let's move forward. Even if I agree with the science behind debunking the myth, I don't agree with this totalitarian approach of, look, it's done. We said it's done. We're good. We're in the clear. Let's move on. You see? All right? I also don't want to beat a dead horse either. I mean, if thimerosal is not related to autism, it's not related to autism. But what if there is a sort of mild encephalopathic sort of process that may happen? What if, you know, if we have scientists that want to study it, why not? Let's study it. Let's find out. You know, we're doing all this genetic type testing to see who would benefit from a statin. You know, a Lipitor, or who would benefit from a certain modality or medication. Maybe, and why not, we also use that science to see who would benefit or possibly not from a vaccine type. And if we could identify that somebody with a certain genetic trait may be more prone to a side effect, I would like to see that I would like to see that data and incorporate it in our vaccine protocols. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. Thanks, Manny. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you thought that you could stop me and say that I was wrong about the dates of vaccines. Vaccines didn't start till the 1800s. No. The earliest evidence of the vaccination type practice was in the 1600s. Okay, I know my stuff, people. I welcome you guys trying to take me on. Please do. Please. But let's just quickly review some history of vaccinations. It's really fascinating, okay? And I found a site here talking way back to 429 B.C., even in B.C., get this, his name was Thucydides. He noticed that people who survived smallpox didn't get reinfected. He's a Greek historian. was a Greek historian. So he observed back in Athens that those who survived the smallpox plague did not become reinfected with the disease. So back in the B.C. times, 429 B.C., they found that there was some form of immunity that you would receive if you got sick and you were healthy enough to last. Now, you couldn't do much with that back then because you weren't going to take your child and have him get sick. You weren't going to purposely expose your child in hopes that they, because it was a, I don't even know if it was a 50-50 shot. It was probably a 90-10 shot that your kid would die. So, you know, you're like, okay, well, they found that those who survived. So they found that to be very interesting. Then they said in about 900 AD, and this comes from the NHS, the Chinese were the first to discover and use a primitive form of vaccination called variolation. Now, this variolation is what we saw more of, right, in the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th centuries. And what they did with smallpox, all right, but it was a lot more common in the 1600s, was they would take healthy people, okay, and they would expose healthy people to tissue from the scabs caused by smallpox. And they did this by either putting it under the skin or inserting powdered scabs from smallpox pustules up the nose. Now, by the 1700s, this variolation spread to Turkey, then it came to England, and so it spread throughout Europe and Asia, and people realized that if we could infect ever so slightly, we may be able to prevent smallpox. Obviously, it wasn't a huge success. This variolation was a very, very weakened form, okay, of a vaccine. And it would cause mild illness, but it wouldn't kill anybody, right? And they did find overall that smallpox rates were lower in the populations that tried it. So even if the term vaccination wasn't used, variolation was a form of vaccination that they used, and they were doing that back in the 1600s. Then Edward Jenner actually gets credit for the discovery of vaccination in modern form. And he proved to the scientific community that it worked. That was in 1796. Then the Royal Jennerian Institute was founded. As support for vaccination grew, he got government funding. This was founded in 1803. Vaccination started to become more and more popular, but there was a lot of opposition. By the 1870s, now the vaccination was, you know, becoming more and more enthusiastic, there started to be also more opposition. And people didn't believe that it worked. Again, you're trying to convince somebody that is currently healthy, that hasn't gotten sick. And remember, also religion played a good part. You know, if God's protecting you, you know, and you haven't, you know, received an illness, and you don't understand how these illnesses are coming and who is getting it, and you think maybe there's some, you know, religious reason behind it, you know, why would you mess with nature? So, you know, you got to understand the psychology of people who are hesitant to vaccinate, all right? Also, many people found it to take away their civil liberties, especially when it was mandated. This is, again, a subject and a topic that my guess is going to be hitting the Supreme Court, as you have many people in California upset with mandatory vaccination. You know, who is the ACLU going to defend? Those that don't want to have a vaccine forced on them, or, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting. And so my guess is it's going to end up heading to the Supreme Court as more and more people want to oppose compulsory vaccinations. By 1880s, they came up with a vaccine against rabies. Louis Pasteur improved vaccination even more, developing a rabies vaccine. Again, rabies get bit by a rabid animal. That causes an infection that affects the brain. Very, very dangerous. Very fatal. And a vaccine was obviously in demand for that. Then Emil von Behring in 1890 discovers the diphtheria and tetanus vaccines. Germany was one of the big leaders when it came to the medical revolution in the 1800s. So it's no surprise that he won the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine. But a Japanese physician and bacteriologist, Okay, Shiba Saburo Kitasato, and I apologize for pronunciation, Kitasato, discovered the antitoxins of diphtheria and tetanus, and he demonstrated that animals injected with small amounts of the actual toxin became immune to the disease. Now, what was so fascinating about that and what was so monumental is, you know, it's still hard to convince somebody to inject themselves with a pathogen. A lot of people still don't want the flu vaccine. Still can't convince everybody to get vaccinated with the flu. So despite all the advancement we've made with vaccines and childhood vaccines, and we like to think of the medical community that everybody's good, we could move on. No, there is controversy. And we can't ignore this as clinicians. We can't ignore this as scientists. And the reason why there's controversy is, you know, you still have the majority of the country not wanting to go and get a flu shot. Well, why don't you want to get a flu shot? They may not admit the real reason, but they don't want to. And when I've asked people, what is your real reason? Like, why would I don't get the flu. And even if I do get the flu, my body can handle it. Why would I inject anything into me? Now, sometimes you're not lucky when you get the flu, you'll die. And I have to convince them of that. But for us to think that the controversy is over and Donald Trump is stirring things up with this possibly new commission led by Robert Kennedy Jr., we're wrong. The controversy still exists. So what's so fascinating about this Japanese physician, Kitasato, is rather than somebody being forced to inject themselves with a pathogen that can make them sick, it was the toxin. Now, yes, it's a toxin, but for some people that was a lot easier to stomach and ingest because they're like, I'm not putting a live organism into me. By the 1920s, we had diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, tuberculosis vaccines. Vaccination spread across the globe. People realized they worked. They found that it dramatically reduced the number of deaths. But polio was huge. 20s, 30s, 40s, people were freaked out about polios. So then by 1955, we had mastered polio vaccination. It was introduced in the UK, I believe earlier in America. So that dramatically reduced the number of cases of the disease. Polio now is very, very rare. It's not eradicated, though. We have not eradicated, but it's rare. All right. Smallpox getting closer to being eradicated. By 1980, we say it's done. We say we are completely done with smallpox. Although, I believe there are labs that do actually still have, the actual, pathogen. Right? You know, we keep old pathogens because it's nature. You know, just because we want something extinct doesn't mean we should make it extinct. So I believe we still have smallpox. I know we have smallpox in certain labs that are, you know, being held under lock and key. But in terms of, you know, not infecting people, eradicated. Then Professor Harold Zurhausen in 2008 discovered that cervical cancer was caused by a virus. And back then, when I was in training, we knew that cervical cancer happened to people who had unprotected sex. And we found that nuns, Orthodox Jews, people who waited till they were married and were very, very honest about it, were less likely to get cervical cancer. But those who had unprotected sex or premarital sex seemed to be more at risk. We didn't know why. They found that it was a human papillomavirus. And it therefore led to the HPV vaccine, which now protects against cervical cancer. All right. So we also have the shingles, meningitis B. So we have now tons of vaccines out, and, you know, we credit them. We're grateful for them. But, you know, make no mistake. What Donald Trump is doing with a commission to look at vaccine safety is actually something that is, I believe, a very scientific and appropriate move. Just like we need to know about sugar safety. We need to know about medication safety. Just because a medication has been proven safe, we're not going to look at it or revisit it later? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Blood shortages have not gone away. This is still a very serious issue. And for those of you who can donate blood, we seriously urge and encourage you to do so. But we have some news about blood that may make the need to donate all the more, and urgent. So a study came out a few days ago about regarding transfusions of old blood. and how transfusions of old blood may harm some patients. Now, nobody's transfusing old blood into anybody. But right now, when you donate blood, okay, and the blood gets processed, and the blood gets shipped to a nearby hospital, it's got a shelf life of about 42 days, right? Which is, after that, we don't mess with it. All right, so 42 days, 6 weeks, roughly? 6 times 5 is 30? No, 6 times 7, 42. Okay. All right, 6-week shelf life. There we go. I apologize. I am sorry. I remember I took Calculus 3. I went up to Calculus 3 in college. Forgive me if I have to delay a little bit when I do some simple multiplication. All right. I know my math. But there was a new study that came out from researchers at Columbia University Medical Center that maybe we need to change this maximum storage limit of red blood cells from 6 weeks to 5, as long as sufficient blood supplies are available. Why? Because they think what happens is that the older the blood, your body may not have as easy a time metabolizing it, and there could be more circulating iron. They think it could release more iron than some newer blood would. Now, their findings appear in the January issue of the Journal of Clinical Investigation. They say transfusion of red blood cells is the most common procedure obviously performed in hospital patients, as is being reported by MedicalExpress.com. Approximately 5 million patients receive blood transfusions annually in the United States. 5 million patients. Do we have enough blood donors for those 5 million patients? We did. We used to. All right. We need you guys to donate. It can't always be the same people donating all the time. Okay. They get tired. We got to give them a break. They say the longer you store blood, the more the cells become damaged. This was studies co-leader Eldad Hod, associate professor of pathology and cell biology at CUMC and clinical pathologist at New York Presbyterian Columbia. Currently, the FDA allows units of red blood cells to be stored for 6 weeks before they must be discarded. In the study, the researchers randomly assigned a group of 60 healthy volunteers to receive a unit of red blood cells that had been stored for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. The volunteers were then monitored for 20 hours after the transfusion. I know, good for these study subjects. Good for these volunteers. I got to tell you, I don't think we thank them enough for people that will volunteer for these studies and allow something to be injected or infused into them for the good of science. I really commend them and give them kudos. Many don't even get paid for doing it, and they're doing it in the name of science. Some people do get reimbursed, but still, very, very cool. So the volunteers were monitored for 20 hours after the infusion. Within hours after the infusion, 7 of the 9 volunteers who received the 6-week-old blood could not appropriately metabolize the damaged cells, thereby releasing large amounts of iron into their bloodstream. Only 1 volunteer who received younger blood had a similar response with blood, and that blood had been stored for 5 weeks. None of the volunteers were harmed by the transfusion, but previous studies have shown that excess iron could enhance blood clots, promote infections. So they said, based on the amount of iron circulating in the blood of the volunteers who received 6-week-old blood, we predict that certain existing infections could be exacerbated. Thus, they said, for ill, hospitalized patients, this excess iron could lead to serious complications. Now, some of you are like, okay, what the heck is going on? Why would there be damaged blood? All right. Well, let's look at your blood. Okay, is everybody looking at the blood? Good. Okay, everybody peeking? Good. The average red blood cell lives about 120 days. Okay? Now, is each red blood cell born the exact same time, the exact same second, the exact same day? No. You make a blood cell. Oh, you just made another blood cell. Oh, you just made another blood cell. So your body is continually making red blood cells. That one little baby red blood cell will have a lifespan of about 120 days. Maybe it'll live 100 days. Maybe it'll live 125 days. We don't know. So consistently you have, in any aliquot of blood or any pint of blood, you will have some blood on their 119th day. You may have some on their 112th day. And you may have some on their 5th day. So you have a variety of blood aging. I mean, usually blood doesn't really circulate until it's mature enough to circulate. Okay, we want blood to circulate, so maybe get rid of that day five. But you know, your blood is not all, every blood cell is not the same age. You got that? So when you receive a transfusion, you are going to be receiving some blood where the cells are on their way out. And there's only so much we can do in processing. Okay, we can't sit there and pick and choose. It takes too long. Okay, we got to get the blood ready as long as it's clean, as long as there's no HIV, hepatitis in it, as long as it's been cleared of Chagas, any other disease that they look at. It's nice and warm. It's nice and juicy. It's red. We like red blood. Right? And it's typed, cross-match, etc. We know exactly what blood type we have with it. We can give it. Fascinating stuff. Wonderful. Okay? So you have to, right, in order to receive blood, still have certain mechanisms in place. And you still have to be able to take in the blood. Right? If your blood, you know, is aging, you have to have a mechanism to clear the aged blood. You can't have a bunch of dead blood cells floating around since you were 2 years old, right? So this idea that we may need to make the blood a little bit younger, okay, and maybe hold off giving that final sixth-week blood, maybe only use it within 5 weeks, is understandable if you're the, you know, if you have the type of makeup where, you know, you may have some issues metabolizing. Again, we're not there yet where we could identify. We don't have the science yet where we could identify who can handle what. As you see, and we keep bringing this topic up, that's going to be the trend we need to go in medicine. All right? Are you going to have a problem with cholesterol medication and statins? We need to know before we give it to you. Are you going to have the 1 in a million chance that you'll have a reaction to a vaccine? Are you going to have an issue with a transfusion that may be a little bit on the older side? We're not there yet. We're trying to get there. Okay? All right? You know, if you get cancer, which group of chemotherapy agents are going to work best for you? We're not there yet. We need to be. So why am I spending so much time on this blood issue? Well, if we're not there yet, and we decide as a whole, because 7 of the 9 volunteers had some issues with large amounts of iron in their bloodstream, that could unfortunately cause this knee-jerk reflex to say, stop, all right, guys, you know what, let's throw out the blood early. What, you know, if we have 5-week-old blood, all right, we'll throw it out early. And then you'll have people going, well, but what if 5 weeks is too old? Okay, we have a problem, people. We don't have enough blood. We have a very difficult time, all right, through the American Red Cross, United Blood Services, and God bless, One Blood, and all these other blood banks throughout the United States, Bonfils, so many different blood banks, Northwest, Inland, all right, to make sure that we have our blood banks full and stocked and our hospital shelves stocked. We can't have people panicking that they may get too much iron. You may also have some medical professionals say, look, if you are looking at somebody who is bleeding out, all right, and they need blood, who gives a damn if there's some extra iron in there? Now, mind you, if you're a healthy individual, we don't want you having too much iron floating around your system. We've talked about hemochromatosis on the show, having high iron levels that could deposit in the heart and various organs, not good. But, you know, in an emergency state, it still may not be the worst thing in the world if we have a blood shortage. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You could always email us with your questions also at drdahlia.com. This is a good one. Ryan writes, and I don't think we've talked about this on the show yet. Ryan writes, I've been working two part-time jobs for 3 years now and I'm sick of it and want to have a career I enjoy that makes money. I can't afford nor have the time to go to college, but I see ads for online college. What do you think about online degrees? What do employers think? So have we talked? I don't think we have ever talked about online degrees and employers' perceptions of online degrees, and I think this is a very important topic. Thank you, Brian. Please call in, too. I would love to hear your voice and find out what you're thinking about studying, because this is obviously too big a topic to just discuss in one segment, but, you know, I'm seeing these online ads as well. You know, I've been an employer. I've been a student. I can tell you what I feel. You know, if somebody comes to me with an online degree, okay, I remember my days in college, okay? And let me preface by saying many employers prefer institutional degrees than online degrees, but that's changing. And I'll tell you why it's changing, okay? But, in fact, some recent surveys are saying, you know, the tide is changing where, you know, many employers have absolutely no problem with online degrees, but you still have many employers out there that are pro-institution. And I'll tell you why that is. So, if somebody was interviewing me and they said, all right, Dahlia, did you get your degree online or, you know, did you go to college? And I said, no, I went to college. Oh, boy, did I go to college. If I was that employer, I would be more concerned. Okay, because Dahlia, what did Dahlia do in college? I went to class, so now I was a goody two-shoes. So I did go to class. I did study. Okay? But I remember learning some Shakespeare. I remember learning botany. I remember my organic chemistry. I mean, I liked my classes. I loved going to college. I went to UNLV. Yeah, but there were a lot of parties. I dated. I worked three different part-time jobs to try to pay my rent, pay my car, pay for my books. I had a scholarship for the academic side, but I still had to support myself. And being 18, 19, and not being able to work in the casinos because you weren't 21, I had to settle for some $4 an hour jobs, right? I think I made $6 an hour when I worked for the EPA. And I had to put a bunch of that together to try to pay for my room. I was renting out of an apartment with a bunch of people that cost about $160 a month, not to mention the power bill and everything else. So it was, you know, so when you look back at my college experience, did I learn the field? Let's say I went to UNLV for marketing. Yeah, was the majority of my day-to-day activity surrounding the field of marketing? And no, it was, I got to support myself. Is this guy going to dump me? Going to college is a whole experience. And I think it's a phenomenal experience and I would encourage it. But if somebody said that they got their education online, okay, versus going to college, I don't see how online is less. In fact, I would almost think it would be more focused because you're not sitting there in class checking out the guys, okay? You're not hungover. Well, yeah, you could be hungover. You know, you're not skipping class. You know, you have to be pretty focused to do an online course. So for somebody like me who has been in school for years and understand, yes, I think having schooling and education, if you can go to an institution, great. But if not, if I was your employer, when I interviewed nurses and staff, as long as they had some practical experience, I didn't care if they had online degrees. I thought as long as you took the time and you showed that devotion to actually work, you know, while you're working to at night study and do an online class, to me, that was very admirable. So New York Daily News has an article here on what employers really think about your online degree. And they say a few years ago in 2009, a literature review by Cleveland State University found that human resource managers, executives, and other gatekeepers had negative perceptions on online degrees. Now, why? Is it because they thought it was easy? No. The reason why there's a negative perception is because you have these stupid companies out there ruining it for the rest of the companies that are diploma mills. There are many online unaccredited programs that will offer you a degree. One of them I think I saw within days if you paid the right amount. So the problem you have is you don't want your quote-unquote online degree to be thought of as you paid the price, you got a piece of paper. So what you need to do is you need to make sure that you, you know, do an online course with an accredited company. Okay? Now, on the other hand, before we go into how to find an online, company that's admirable and valid, you know, why are these online degrees starting to become more accepted? You know, what are some of these other, executives thinking? Well, Mary Massad, Division President of Recruiting Services for Insperity, it's a firm that I guess provides recruiting services to more than 100,000 small and mid-sized businesses. She said her clients have different opinions. 75% of her clients have embraced online credentials. All right? 25% still resistant to the traditional way. But, you know, she said, if it's an unaccredited school, yeah, you know, but having an accredited school, all right, it shows that you put in the time, that you really, you know, if you have kids, you have a family, and you want, to me, it's very, very admirable. So the perception is changing. They said, even though employers generally believe that an education inside classroom instruction is more credible, the attitude is starting to become more and more positive. Right now, I have a study from 2013 confirming that 56% of employers continue to value traditional classroom. But you see, now it's come down to 56% as opposed to it being 70 and 80. And other findings in the study found that 61% of community college students agree that online classes require more discipline than classroom offerings. A lot of people, they don't show up to class. So, all right, you got to watch out for costs. You got to watch out. There's a lot of misleading. A lot of people, trying to claim. Apparently, in October 2014, one website was found to offer fast bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees from privately owned universities for life experiences, and the degrees could be issued as quickly as 7 days for paying $389 for a bachelor's degree, $4 to $9 for a master's, $4 to $19 for a PhD. Now that's stupid. That's absolutely ridiculous. So what they recommend is, all right, first pick a field of study that's in demand. Okay, engineering, technology, these STEM degrees, math, all right. Right, those seem to be a little bit more effective in getting you a job. Look at the sponsoring institution. All right, make sure it's accredited. The following agencies are recognized by the U.S. Department of Education: the Accrediting Commission of Career Schools and College, the Accrediting Council for Continuing Education and Training, Accrediting Council for Independent Schools and Colleges, Council on Occupational Education, and Distance Education on Training Council Accrediting Commission. So there are accrediting agencies. Look it up. Do your homework. All right. And I think Purdue University, also a lot of universities have online colleges. So you could get an online degree from a university. You got to be careful of fees. It could be still very expensive. But there's also financial aid. I'm seeing here that there is a U.S. News Tips Paying for Online Education Center. I can't go into all this detail, but there are ways to get financial aid for online programs. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Rebel. you are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.